host, Corey Mack. What is going on, guys? Welcome to the first episode of Bumfuzzled. I'm your host, Corey Mack, and today is going to be a fun day. So first off, let me go ahead and start with what this podcast is about. I'm somebody who, due to my job, I basically listen to music and podcasts all day long. And during this time, I get pretty bored and I like to learn things and am very interested in podcasts that teach us stuff. So I decided that I'm going to create my own podcast that hopefully will teach you 5 interesting facts that will bumfuzzle your mind. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and cut to the chase and get into the good stuff. And our first episode is going to be about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is Magic the Gathering. So I'm not going to explain to you Magic the Gathering. If you know what it is, great. If not, the basics that you need to know is it is a collectible trading card game. It is also a game that you can compete. There is world championships. There's a lot of money to be had at it. There's also a lot of valuable cards, and that is something that we will get into. So, fact number one. There was a time that if you visited the Wizards headquarters in Washington, that they would actually give you a starter kit and 2 booster packs of the current Magic products, which at the time was revised, which had the dual lands, which as of right now are extremely valuable. And the starter kit came with 2 rares and was a playable 60-card deck. So, pretty interesting because just going and buying a basic commander deck or brawl deck right now, you're looking at like $40 on top of a $5 to $10 booster pack. So, that it was almost basically $60. And there's actually stories from a receptionist who used to work there who says that she was instructed to give anyone who entered the lobby this starter kit and booster packs, no matter what their purpose was. So there is a story she likes to tell where an individual came into the lobby sheerly to use their telephone at the time. Because you got to think, this is in the mid-90s, so telephones and payphones, those were still common. But this individual just wanted to use a payphone to call a tow truck for his vehicle. And he ended up getting a tow truck, and he got a starter kit and 2 booster packs. Which, again, if you think about companies doing things like this now, is just unheard of. So very interesting, I thought. All right, number 2. There is a lot of ads in Magic the Gathering. But if you've ever noticed, Magic only promotes Magic. So, there is 15 cards in a booster pack, which is typically the packs that you buy just looking for random cards or just, you know, to collect or whatever it may be. And there's always a 16th card in this booster pack. And usually it's a token or game-relevant information on the front. And often Magic will have an ad, you know, for Magic Arena Online or, you know, an upcoming set or whatever it may be. But there's actually been 1 ad in product that was non-Magic related. And like I said, the rule is that they only advertise Magic related products on their ad cards. But one time they made an exception. The ad was for the movie The Sorcerer's Apprentice, a Disney film starring Nicolas Cage, who had done some product placement in the movie for Magic. And as part of their deal, they advertised the movie on ad cards. And though the movie was about Magic, so, you know, technically still within the realm of what the game is about, people performing magic. So, not too far from what they're actually about. So, not too bad. All right, let's move on. Number three. Number three. Magic is a international game as of now, and as of this recording, it is translated into 11 languages, which these languages include, of course, English, French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, Russian, Japanese, Korean, Chinese traditional, and simplified Chinese. So, if you speak Guatemalan, unfortunately, it has not got translated to you yet. So, yeah. And all those Canadians up there, we know you Canadian speaking mother... No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so 11 countries, definitely an international game, definitely a popular game, not just here in America, but around the world. So pretty wild that just really, if you think about it, from 93 to now, that's not even 30 years. It has spanned the globe and just kind of taken over the collectible card game. And, you know, also inspired a lot of collectible card games too. So, and speaking of inspiring collectible card games, let's talk about number four. Number four, we're going to talk about Richard Garfield. Richard Garfield was born June 26, 1963. He first got his bachelor's degree of science in, Bachelor of Science degree in computer mathematics. That is a very smart person term for I don't know what that means. But then he enrolled in the University of Pennsylvania, later earning his PhD in combinatorial mathematics. That now that is a word. Combinatorial. Probably not even saying it right, but hey, he's a doctor in math, so what have you done with your life? But anyways, using his love of D&D and love of math, he decided to launch one of many games that he will later create. And of course, his main game and most popular game is Magic the Gathering, which launched in 1993, which eventually earned him and Magic the Gathering a place in the Adventurer Gaming Hall of Fame, which until this podcast had no idea that was even a thing. So if you learn anything, there is an Adventuring Game Hall of Fame and you're not in it. Or at least I'm assuming you're not. So, all right. So the final number five. In Magic the Gathering, there is what is considered the Power Nine. These are nine of the most powerful cards in the game and considered to be some of the most, if not the most, expensive cards in the game. And not in any specific order, they are Ancestral Recall, Time Walk, Mox Pearl, Mox Jet, Mox Ruby, Mox Sapphire, and Mox Emerald. And then we have Time Twister, my personal favorite, and the one and only Black Lotus. And these cards, valued together, are estimated to be worth nearly $690,000. And out of these nine, the Black Lotus is considered by everyone the Holy Grail. And according to a recent eBay auction, it has been, the last eBay auction to sell a Black Lotus crushed the previous highest auction winning bid of $166,000 and has now secured the graded and signed by the illustrator Christopher Rush Alpha Gem Mint card at a staggering $511,000. $1,000. So not bad for a piece of 2.5 by 3.5 piece of cardboard. $500,000? Yeah, why not? House? Nah. Black Lotus? Absolutely. So that's going to do it for us today. I know this was short and sweet and to the point, and hopefully, as I still learn the format of this podcast and fill things out, hopefully I'll be able to slowly over time integrate new segments into this podcast. But for now, with me doing the research on my own and for simplicity's sake, I'm going to keep it as a brief learning podcast and try and keep it lighthearted, but yet fairly serious with my facts. And I do my best to find what I consider the most interesting facts on these subjects. If you would have any ideas for new topics that you would like me to research and go over, please feel free to message me. I am in the process of making my new Instagram account, which you can DM me at, which should be under bumfuzzled540, and you should be able to DM me there for any information that you would like me to research. So, with that being said, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. And like I said, I'm a very busy person, but I'm very passionate about it. This is something I've been thinking about for a long time. So I'm glad to finally be able to sit down, record this for you guys. And honestly, I have plans of not only doing a sound quality podcast, but also plan on doing hopefully a YouTube video podcast. Unfortunately, my notes are on my phone, and my phone is what I'd be using to record it for YouTube. So is what it is. Enough of me rambling on, guys. Stay safe. Hope you enjoyed this, and hope you guys were bumfuzzled. Peace.